Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. Ira Starr and WizKid with Give Me That. It is 3:31 right now, and today we are talking about the truth and whether or not it should be banned. And joining me right now in the studio is Jesse Abrahams. How are you, Jesse?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Is it Abrahams or Abrahams?
Abraham.
Good to have you. How's the day going so far?
Very hectic day, very busy week for us as Nanso. Uh-huh. So definitely it's been very hectic, but we are managing.
Exactly. Yeah, the life you chose.
Exactly. Took an oath.
Yeah, you took an oath basically.
Last exhaled in July 2024. But hey, you know what? It's fine.
But thank you so much for making time to join us. And I would like us to talk about that is the campaign Lost the Truth.
Yes.
Now, today we've been talking about that is the truth and whether or not it should be banned. And this essentially ties into the chat we're going to be having with you today. Looking at Lost the Truth and the campaign that that is Nanso is holding. Now, what inspired Nanso to launch this initiative and why now?
It was very intentional. You can even see from the name of the campaign, hashtag Lost the Truth, which translates to leave the vape in vernacular Afrikaans.
Yeah.
So it was very important for us as Nanso and a spokesperson, essentially, that when we bring up this campaign, it must speak the language of the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very intentional that we bring it up now, because part of the major initiatives we do as Nanso is we're assessing schools a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Schools and tertiary institutions, as well as our vocational training centers.
Yeah.
So every year, mid-year, beginning of the year, and at the end, we assess schools. And the constant matter that arises from our school principals, be it school management, is that the school kids are vaping now.
Mm-hmm.
And not beyond that, they are now engineering the vapes. And they are opening them, and they are now putting marijuana in it, and they are smoking on school premises. So there's already a disruption in the active learning time. The teachers are now complaining that the kids are distracted. They are no longer in a conducive environment, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important for us to recognize that sometimes when there are so many problems in society,
mm-hmm.
we very easily ignore the ones that seem very insignificant.
Yeah.
It was very important for us as Nanso to bring forth those low-hanging fruits that we might not really pay attention to,
mm-hmm.
but 5-10 years, it would come to bite us.
Exactly. That's true. I think also perception is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of things are done with reference and basis to like weird perceptions. And a lot of people see, you know, the truthing as something cool.
Definitely.
That's a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. They think it's cool. They think it's a harmless alternative to smoking cigarettes. Now, how is Nanso addressing this perspective and perception? And what myths are you ready to debunk mm-hmm. through this particular campaign?
It was expected, especially there by the perception.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our high schoolers, especially the high schoolers, because their level of education is not as broad as it would be for a university student, for instance.
Yeah.
Because university students have an opportunity to be friends with science students who understand the science behind it.
Yeah.
But for our learners at basic education level, you see a lot of these perceptions linked to peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the campaign also wants to speak to young people, because we want the conversation to start.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think in one of our captions, we said it's a calling in, not a calling out.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want the young people to tell us, why do you do these things? It's a simple question.
Uh-huh.
And even no matter how vague the question or the answer may be, we have an answer to it. We
mm-hmm.
have heard beyond peer pressure, we have heard learners who use it to calm their anxiety. They are stressed. Exam seasons are approaching and they think the vape is an alternative to curb their stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we then come in as Nanso and say, okay, we have heard why you use the vape. Now we are here to tell you the alternative to it.
Yeah.
How to deal with your stress, what to... I think the major aspect in this regard is then the accessibility and the knowledge our young people have on seeking proper mental health
mm-hmm.
services and facilities.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, with this particular campaign, some might argue that, you know, putting restrictions that is on vaping would then shift this from a public issue into like an underground issue. Now, what role does Nanso believe education and, you know, peer engagement play in making real change with reference to this particular vaping issue that exists within the youth?
I think the major perception that people got when we launched the campaign is that it was only going to be online.
Mm-hmm.
But from the onset, we wanted the success merits of this campaign to be measurable.
Yeah.
So we don't want an instance where we are just talking about stopping to vape, mm-hmm. but we want it to be measurable. We have already gotten quite a handful of young people who said, you know what, I saw the campaign, I see your perspective, even though you have not broadened on a bit,
yeah.
but I'm going to stop vaping. So even if it takes... That's why the campaign is running indefinitely. We are not going to cap it because it's something that really needs all our attention. It must be running concurrently with other initiatives that Nansal might have throughout the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially is we want it to be measurable.
Yeah.
As Nansal, obviously, we advocate a lot on at government level. So if it must take that, we must draft and submit. Ministry of Justice announced the other day that we can now make submissions.
Mm-hmm.
So if it will take that for us to have this matter taken up at the legislative branch, then we must do so.
Yeah.
Because I think one thing we've also realized also since launching is that minors have easy access to these vapes.
Mm-hmm.
If it means we must draft a policy that strengthens the code of conduct at our schools, as if you are caught with a vape, 10 days detention, which we have seen at various schools, but it's not strong enough, it's not strict enough.
Yeah.
And that is really not what we want. We don't want the system to be so strict on our learners that they are deterred away
mm-hmm.
from accessing education. I think the major aspect is for us to remove them from our school. So
yeah.
maybe a policy that speaks on the age restriction when you are buying a vape, because now I could be 5 and I can still buy a vape.
Yeah.
So that's our major issue right now.
Okay. That's quite interesting. And I do agree 100%. I think they should be stricter measures into, you know, the repercussions that people face when they are found with these things, especially at schools.
Definitely.
Yes. Now, if there's one thing you'd like, you know, institutions or parents or the government to see differently when it comes to vaping culture in schools, what would that be?
I think first and foremost, it's paying attention to the terminology as we evolve as young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, even, there are a few adults that approached me that said, I didn't know it was called a chuf, you know. So it also goes back to why we were very intentional about naming the campaign. It's also a way for our parents and guardians to realize, what is the terminology these days? What is
mm-hmm.
a chuf? You know, people are calling other things. That's why
exactly.
even our professionals in the medical field are having a difficult time diagnosing people just because of the terminology we are using these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important that we make our adults in society also aware that this is the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
And if your child is ever talking about, I need 80 for a chuf, and you think they're going to buy a packet of sweets, it's not that. So definitely.
Today we're also talking about Hubbly Bubbly.
Mm.
And I said Hubbly Bubbly. And people are so shocked that I'm saying Hubbly Bubbly. Apparently it's an old person's.
Yeah, it's very.
Apparently it's called a fresh now.
Yeah, it's a
wow.
fresh.
So I do agree. We should figure out the terminology, because I also never knew that truth. I was like, what is truth? And
yeah.
I come. But it's been an honor and pleasure to talk to you today. We're looking forward to more of this particular campaign. I really hope that it would make a significant change that's in the lives of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we are looking for a lot of coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
But I think guidance with reference to coping
mm-hmm.
mechanisms, which ones are good and which
mm-hmm.
ones lead to more problems,
mm-hmm.
Should be a big thing as like informing and educating people
mm-hmm.
with reference to that. So thank you so much, Jesse, for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful day. You did mention that you're up since 4 o'clock, so
yes.
hopefully you can get some rest today.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Cannot promise anything, but thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And that is Jesse Abrahams, who joined me in studio. If you did miss the chat, you can catch on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na. For now, let's dive back into the music. Shekhe, that is by Manu World Star and Ire on the beat. But first, let's quickly check in on Coca-Cola Namibia.
Hear me out. Here's where it gets crazy.